The sad and tragic reality is the Manchester, England story. Just seemingly another chapter in the ongoing saga of folks who would try to subvert Western values, want to reject everything that we pretty much ostensibly hold sacred. I mean, going after kids in this venue where Ariana Grande was just concluding her concert. We know the story, 22 dead, 59 injured at last count, and they have identified the suspect as Salman Abidi, a 23-year-old. Now, as to whether he had accomplices, I'm not sure how this all works, but here to put it into some frame of reference, Mubin Sheikh has joined us on the line, a counterterrorism expert, a former undercover CSIS agent. He was partially responsible for bringing down the Toronto 18 and co-author of the book Undercover Jihadi. Mubin, good to have you on the Oakley Show. Good afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Can I ask, what is, you were there, you infiltrated this group here in Toronto. What's the mindset that informs these, as Trump calls them, evil losers? What's that mindset?
Yeah, I mean, and just for a clarification, when I was undercover with CSIS for almost 2 years before we ran into the Toronto 18, there are lots of others that are still under investigation as these kinds of people, walk among us. I mean, look, their mentality is very clear-cut. It's a black-and-white worldview, us versus them, believers versus crusaders, as they see it. And, yeah, most of us with, a brain and some humanity in us, we accept that, look, going after kids, young children, that should be off-limits. We can understand, combatants, if you have a cause. But something like this, I mean, this is really the crux of the argument. These are people that don't have a love for life and see everyone as an enemy that you can kill anyway. And so here we are all over again.
All right. It's likened, I guess, in your words here, as you've just described it, to a death cult, if what I'm getting is right. But now the fact that they have this belief system, which is totally inimical and antithetical to ours, would you say there's no chance of assimilation here or integration? They just reject outright everything that's a Western value, would you say?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, ultimately, the issues of integration come down to whether or not you internalize the values of the country you're living in. And look, I mean, most Muslims do that, all right, in the U.K. But unfortunately, there's a whole heck of a lot that don't. And, we can say, look, there might be hundreds, if not thousands, that have this anti-Western view that they're just seething with on the inside, but don't ever end up doing anything, okay? So from that pool, you're going to get those that do something. So ultimately, look, when you believe that, you're supposed to live under Sharia law, you should not have, the freedoms that Westerners enjoy, and you hate that, and you're living in the West, how are you ever going to fit in? I mean, if you don't believe you can work with Jews, work with women, work in banks, then, I mean, what's left for you to do? And then, surprise, surprise, nobody wants to hire you, and you're marginalized. So sometimes the marginalization is indeed self-inflicted.
Mubin Sheikh's on the line, counterterrorism expert. By the way, you mentioned the UK as a Manchester itself is a haven for this kind of radicalism, isn't it? I mean, and by extension, is it because there's a critical mass there? And are we immune right now from that? Or do you think something similar, notwithstanding the Toronto 18, of course, could happen in Canada? Or are there reasons why it's less likely?
Yeah, I mean, there are reasons why it's more likely in the UK. I mean, number one, you have a much larger population. You still have a lot of the ongoing identity crises that affect first, even second generation Muslims. Especially, again, back to this ideology of if you believe you're supposed to live this one way, but you're in the UK living another way, how do you reconcile that? So that's another factor. England also has a colonial history, which a lot of these people who are, they're all about the grievances, they can pick on these sorts of things. You have a lot of guys who have gone off to join ISIS, but I think at the root of it is what you might want to call Salafist ideology. It's a very fundamentalist ideology that doesn't believe that you can even appreciate, the fact that you're living in a non-Muslim country. You must always, feel depressed that you're feeling that you're living in a non-Muslim country. And then surprise, surprise, when this nut job group ISIS comes up saying, hey, come over to our fantasy caliphate land, it's no surprise that many of them join up. So in Canada, it's a thing very, very different. I mean, we have a much better, I think, public discourse around Muslims and having Muslims belong to the country. That's why those narratives are very important. If we marginalize and push people away, we're pushing them, you know, into the hands of waiting extremists. So, look, the Toronto 18 was an interdicted plot, thanks to Muslims again. The Via Rail plot, also interdicted due to a tip from an imam. So these are things, you know, worth keeping in perspective. But look, I mean, all is not perfect. It could happen here. Very unlikely, but these are the times we live in.
Mubin, tell me, why this target in particular, kids? I mean, it was a chaotic scene. It was close to a rail station. I mean, was it specifically because there were young children, girls primarily, or is it just, again, a crime of opportunity?
So I think there are a number of options that would put Manchester on target. First and foremost, that's his local city, right? It's a target of opportunity in that regard. But again, look, Manchester is a very famous city. You can guarantee that the media coverage is going to be there. And this is the thing with terrorism. Terrorism is not necessarily about how many people are killed. It's how many people are watching. Terrorism is theater. So Manchester, being the famous city that it is, they know the media is going to descend upon it, just like Paris, London, Belgium. Secondly, Ariana Grande, big name, man, big American superstar. You're going to guarantee there's going to be a lot of media. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's about the effect of having kids being killed en masse. It brings out in us an emotional response, which they're counting on, right? And, I mean, it's the usual cycle that we're in. You know, everyone, you know, some people are going to right away jump to blame all Muslims, deport Muslims, monitor mosques. I mean, these are knee-jerk reactions that don't actually offer solutions. But others are going to say, look, Muslim community, I mean, there is a problem. I mean, there's a problem of denialism, of deflection, of whataboutism. And I think, unfortunately, the more and more these kinds of attacks happen, this kind of pressure on the community is going to build up. And, I mean, ultimately, it comes down to cooperating with the authorities. So let's see if more of that happens.
Mubin, good to talk. Wish we had more time, but I appreciate your valued insights.
Roger that. Thank you.
You got it. Mubin Sheikh, again, counterterrorism expert, former undercover CSIS agent, and also author of the book Undercover Jihadi.